It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're at Loggerman Reservoir, north of Boulder, not far from the airport in Longmont, and we're scanning the prairie dog mounds for burrowing owls. Although these tiny owls with long stick-like legs are able to dig their own burrows for nesting, they prefer holes that have been pre-dug by prairie dogs.
There's one running and it's flying across the grass. Oh, it just took off. It's going to a burrow. I think it got a grasshopper. This looks like one of the babies.
It's always so magical to see little owls running across the prairie. We don't think of owls nesting on the ground or underground. Because of that, Plains Indians on the Western Plains attributed magical properties to owls. They sort of thought of them as little gurus that kept an eye on things. This is a very white, oh, it was just dived by a kingbird. Oh no, it was attacked by the kingbird again. Both kingbirds are strafing the little owl. What a way to enter life, you know, you come up out of the burrow and there are all these birds strafing you.
Both kingbirds are just going crosswise, almost like it's a choreographed dance.
Oh, look at the mama, though. She's keeping an eye on the babies. There are actually three babies on this nest, which isn't too bad. It's not good enough, but there have been three babies for the last several weeks. Here in Boulder County, it's very tragic, actually. We're losing the burrowing owl. This year, on Boulder County Parks and Open Space lands, we did find a half dozen nesting pairs, but only 9 young. We really need 4 or 5 young fledged from each burrow just to sustain the population because there's very high mortality, and we've been averaging fewer than 2 young per burrow. The problem here in Boulder County is our habitat is so fragmented that it's really easy for the predators to find the nests. And we also have telephone poles where great horned owls can perch and prairie falcons can perch. And a lot of the colonies even have shrubbery and trees around them where foxes and coyotes can stalk the owls. So our prairie dog colonies are just too small and too dispersed and too surrounded by various forms of mayhem to support stable burrowing owl colonies. I know we have lots of prairie dogs, but we need large prairie dog colonies surrounded by prairie so that these owls can prosper. We currently have 55 volunteers monitoring prairie dog colonies in Boulder County for burrowing owls. If you're interested in signing up for next year, you can get information about this project on the Boulder County Audubon Society website.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.